time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
This morning we have David Burton with us. David is the County Engagement Specialist with the Greene County Extension Office. Many people may not realize that the Extension Office is actually a required service for our county and state. So tell us about that, David, and how that works.
That's correct. Extension is a big part of the University of Missouri, and every county in the state has an Extension Office where there's local programming going on. That's always our focus, local programming that's of interest in that particular county.
So how long has the Greene County Extension Office been here in Greene County?
Since 1918, Greene County has had an extension agent. And there's been a variety of different topics over the years, but right now we have someone that focuses on nutrition, we have community development, horticulture, like lawn and gardening, which is a big item in the area, and workforce development, and also human development.
So how is the Extension Office actually part of the Greene County budget and the Greene County services here provided?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, we are by state law, which was actually set in 1961. The county provides funding for the operations of that local office. So we get about $50,000 a year from the Greene County Commission to run our local office. The people that work there are all paid by the University of Missouri, but those county funds help make the programming possible that takes place here.
One new program that you guys are working on that's kind of different and certainly unique is the Excel Leadership Development Program. So tell us about that and how that came about.
Yes. Well, Excel is actually a leadership program that Extension does statewide, but it's the first time we've done it in Greene County. Last year, we made some modifications to it, kind of made our own, and it was actually named the Extension Program of the Year this year. We had great participation last year. It's a hands-on way to learn more about leadership development, improve your skills in that area. And our goal, of course, is to train volunteers in the community and train people to take on leadership roles, especially in rural communities.
Well, I wanted to talk about that. I know that there is a real focus on identifying potential leaders in the rural community. So how do you go about that?
We have modified the class a little bit, so how we do it now is a little different. But participants in that class actually have a checklist of items that they can do to earn points toward graduation. So it's very flexible, but most of those are very hands-on types of events or programs where they can actually take on a leadership role, where they can help make a program a reality, like they may want to lead or do a leadership 4-H club for 4 to 8 weeks and work with students. So they're teaching leadership to a next generation, but they're also learning about leadership through the curriculum that we already have at the same time. So everything we do, we try to make it hands-on for them. So that's different than just going and sitting in a classroom and listening to someone talk about leadership or how to be a leader.
So one of the hallmarks of the program is that participants are encouraged to go out and experience a different aspect of their community, maybe a different cultural experience or different ethnic experience,
yes,
something like that.
So there's a point chart that's on our website students can see and work from. So they're encouraged to experience different things outside of their normal walk of life to learn more about the local culture, maybe things they've not been exposed to. Also to interact with other elected officials in the county. We have programs set up where that can take place. Once a year, we try and do a tour of the Greene County Jail, for example, for all the Excel participants that want to participate. Just touch points with things that are important to the workings of this county and that we think it's important for potential leaders to know. Our first class, we had people that from that class that have served on city councils now and one who ran for a state representative position and several that have taken what they learned and using it further in other leadership roles.
So why is this so critical specifically for the smaller communities?
Yeah, we did a statewide focus group with almost 70 sites around the state 2 years ago to gather input on the types of programming we should be doing and what the interest areas were. And a lack of volunteers and local leaders was identified as the third greatest need in the state of Missouri. And we felt like this was an area that we could really work to improve. And especially that's the case in rural communities where they have city councils and they have school boards and things where people need to step up and take a leadership role. So that's the goal.
So in partnership with this Excel Leadership Development Program, you also have a leadership book discussion. So how does that work?
Yeah, we just launched that this year. And actually, the first round of classes or discussions we're doing is with the Republic Chamber of Commerce. But we're glad to spread that out around the county. We've selected 6 different books that are available through the Greene County Library, because they're a great partner in this, and we're doing it during the lunch hour, at least in Republic, but we could do it differently in other communities, where we just spend an hour talking about some leadership books. We're encouraging people to read. That's a great way to have exposure to leadership ideas. And our first book discussion is on January 8th at noon at the Republic Library, and we're going to be talking about Oh Great One by David Novak.
What is the website that people could get more information on this if they're interested?
It's extension.missouri.edu/green, as in the county, Green with the E.
Well, thank you very much, David. Our guest today has been David Burton, who is the County Engagement Specialist with the Greene County Extension Office. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series, go to ksmu.org.